So today's daf is daf Chavtes, and we're ready to go on the second line. B'Tisha B'Av, next thing we learned in our Mishnah, we're talking about the things that happen on Tisha B'Av. There were five things that happened. Nigzara l'avotinu shelo yikatzu la'aretz. Let's trace that and see how we know. What is all that? How do we know that on Tisha B'Av the original Gzeirat HaMeraglim took place? Let's trace the psukim. Dichtiv. Vayi b'chodesh harishon, b'shana hashniya, v'echad l'chodesh u'kama mishkan. Okay, in the second year, which means that Omar, as the Tana points out, the first year was the year of the building of the Mishkan. Shoshana rishana samoshat ha-mishkan. The second year, which was the chodesh harishon, b'shana hashniya, tzorosh chodesh, Nisan was the Shmini Lemiluyim, Hikim Moshe Tamishkan. And during the course of that year, that was the year of Shiloh Meraglim, which was supposed to be the year of the Knesset Eretz Israel. Now let's see what happened during that year. We know that they took off into the Midbar for the first time. So it was on the 20th of the Iyar that Na'aleha Anan Me'al Mishkan Ha'idut. And this was the beginning of the, this was supposed to be a 3-day journey into Eretz Yisrael, which turned into a disaster. And it says over there, Vayis'u mihar Hashem derech shloshet yamim. And that's where the problem started right away, is merumas, in the fact that where were they traveling from? Kitino kaboreach bibeit ha-sefer. They left the Har Hashem, and the loshet of mihar Hashem can also be read as Maher. Let's get the heck out of here. So it's like a bunch of kids waiting for the school bell to ring. The moment that the bell rang, they want to leave the Har Hashem behind them. This is like heavy, baby, heavy. Time for a little bit of vacation. And that was the beginning of the end. Omer Kami Barchanina, Oto Ayom Saru Miachare Hashem. That was already the turning aside, which therefore tells us that the psukim that come immediately afterwards indeed were the very end of that journey. Asafsuf, it says right after that, Asafsuf, Ashibikibo, Hitavuta Ava. So the beginning comes, you'll notice by the way, it's not just a beginning. It's a beginning that clearly relates to the end because it starts talking about crying. And that was the whole issue, was this business of complaining, the Bitonanim, the Mitlonanim, the Vayivku. It starts off with crying. See, Tavut Ava, they're hungry. We don't have enough meat. They're certainly not going to shecht our own animals, you know. So Vayivku Gam B'nei Yisrael. And so this is Goreim, the Gezerah on them, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, you're not going to be sitting and eating this junk, not for a day, and not for 2 days, not for a week, a month. So it's pouring out of your ears already. Coming out of your nose, right? So Ab Chodesh Yamim Ad Asher Yetzei Miapchem Vayalachem Lazara. So therefore there's now a Gezerah of 30 days that they're going to be eating, and those who were Mitlonanim, they died during that period, and so on. So that gives us now another 30 days, which brings us to Esrim Vetartin B'Sivan. They started off on the 20th day of Iyar. They traveled the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd. And then they had this Gezerah Vat Chodesh Yamim, which brings us to the 22nd of Sivan, the next month. Then, immediately afterwards, the next story is the story of Aaron and Miriam speaking about Moshe. And there it says, Vatisarger Miriam Shivat Yamim. So that adds now another 7 days, which brings us to the 29th day of Sivan, which is usually a Chodesh Moleh. And therefore, when it says, and then that's the very next thing that appears, Shalach Lecha Anashim, it would appear that without any further information, we should assume that the Shiluach Meraglim was indeed on the 29th of Sivan. And indeed, as it says in the Braita, Esrim V'tisha B'Sivan, Shalach Moshe Meraglim. So Moshe sends the Meraglim, and it says Beferush in the Pasuk that the journey of the Meraglim was 40 days. Vayeshuvu mitur haaretz miketz arba'im yom. So they have now 40 days. So if we have 40 days, that brings us now to a return to the Machaneh on the 8th of Av, They give their report. The people start crying that night. The Gezerah is nigzar on them, and that was the day in which they got not told they're not coming to Eretz Yisrael, and that became the day of the Churban Beit HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. That doesn't equal 40 days. That only equals 39 days. Ani aboim lechichad. That's 39 days. You have 2 days of Sivan. Tammuz is usually chaser. Sivan is mole, Tammuz is chaser. So 29 and 2 equals 31. Okay, now if you add the 8 days in Av, assuming now the return was the day before Tisha B'Av, and that was when that evening they were sat there and they cried, and Hashem gave them the Gezerah. So then that's only 39, because you only have 8 days of Av. So eight and 31 is 39. Says the Gemara, you're right, except what you forgot is that Tisha B'Av, or Abaye, that Tammuz rather, Tammuz da'i shatem eluyim el yoah. That year, Tammuz was a 30-day month, which gives us 40 days through the 8th of Av. And we see that merumas in the Pesuk itself, Tehtiv kara alay moed lishbor bachurai. That God was gorem a yom of moed, which was that extra day of Rosh Chodesh that was put off till the next day. He defined that day as the 31st day in order to destroy my children on the Yom of Tisha B'Av that was Miyuad L'Puranut. Rechtiv, Vatisa kol ha'eda, Vaitu et kolam, Vayevkoam b'layla ahu. And there, and it says, the Meraglim returned to give the reports, and that night everybody's miserable, which means that the Gezerah, Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at them. Then it's that night, the night of Tisha B'Av. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Now, here, there's a little bit of a machloket on how to deal with the Girsa over here, which is a machloket about how exactly to understand the 40 days. Rashi understands that the 40 days were completed on Erev Tisha B'Av, and so the Gemara's Girsa of Erev works out okay. And according to him, we would simply read this, Omar Rabba, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, so Oto Hayom Tisha B'Av Haya, Erev Tisha B'Av Haya, and Omar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Bechita Bechia Shachinam, Ani Kovelam Bechia L'Dorot, and so on. The way Tosus works it out, we don't have an Erev here. He works it out that we don't count the 29th of, in other words, the first day of the Shiloh of Meraglim is one of the days. It was 40 complete days. And therefore, according to him, the return was actually on Tisha B'Av itself. And the Gezerah was towards the evening of Tisha B'Av, meaning of the day on Tisha B'Av. We'll see that we use that lashon in the Gemara later on in terms of the Churban Beit HaMikdash. We talk about Erev Tisha B'Av, meaning the Erev of the day of Tisha B'Av, not Eve, Tisha B'Av Eve. And Tosfos understands that that's how the entire Gemara is built, that the 40th day was the day of Tisha B'Av, not the 8th day of Av. And he understands the whole Gemara is being put off by one day. So we count one day then of Sivan.
Would that make enough between them as far as
no.
issues of
the 10th of Av? Not really, no. Because the Gezerah anyway turns out to be the same day. According to him, it works out well that the Gezerah, it was towards the evening, and because of that, the beginning of the Srefa was towards the evening, and continued on afterwards. That's basically how he interrelates the historical events with the events of the coming back of the Meraglim. So, that's according to him, what Abaye was saying was in order to get the Meraglim to come back on Tisha B'Av itself, Tammuz was made 30 days. And then the 29th day of the Shiluach HaMeraglim doesn't count, and on the day of Tisha B'Av they came back, and that's when the Gezerah was, and so that makes the whole historical event actually parallel step by step to the events of the Midbar. So it was then Omar Rabba, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, that day was either Erev Tisha B'Av or Tisha B'Av, Omar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Bechitem Bechia Shachinam, You want to play around crying over nothing, I'll give you something serious to cry about. Chorav HaBayit B'Rishona. Okay, so now we know that was the first event that happened. Tishabov, we've now traced it through the Psukim itself, and by applying basically Occam's razor and saying that we have no right to assume that there was anything else other than the events that were mentioned, we view them as being linear events, one following the other, leads us directly to Tisha B'Av, which indeed is the Kabbalah that we have, for that it works up perfectly in the Psukim. Now, we also know the next event that the Mishnah mentions that took place was the Churban HaBayit B'Rishona. How do we know the Churban HaBayit B'Rishona Minolan, it should say over here? Well, there too we have Psukim, Dichti. Uvachodesh HaChamishim, we have basically a contradiction. Because on the one hand, we're told that the Churban took place Uvachodesh HaChamishim B'Shiv Ala Chodesh, which is Shnatesh Chaser Shana LaMelech Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, Ban Nebuzradan, Rav Tavachim, the Eved Melech Bavel, Yerushalayim, and it says B'Fesh V'Yisrof Et Beit Hashem Et Beit HaMelech V'Kol Beit HaYerushalayim, and so on. Now that's the story in Malachim. The problem is that we have a contradictory story which says Uvachodesh Hamichamishi Be'esor LaChodesh, seems to be the same story. And so on. This is the story in Yirmiyahu, which purport to be the description of the same day. So one of them claims that the Churban was on the 7th, one of them claims that the Churban was on the 10th. Says the Gemara now, how do we explain that? Tanya. Obviously we can't take literally that the Churban was on the 7th of Av, because it says B'Fresh Yirmiyahu was on the 10th of Av. On the other hand, Yev Shalom Arbe Asor, it couldn't be that Yirmiyahu was reporting the actual day of the Churban as the 10th. Sharei Kvar Nemar and Sefer Melachim B'Shiva. Therefore, what we must recognize is that what we're talking about over here between Melachim and Yirmiyahu is a process of Churban that began on the 7th and ended on the 10th. So, okay, it's that. It began B'Shiva, that was the day in which they captured the territory. Nichnesu andochrim leHechal, so they came in and they went to be mizalzel in the Hechal. V'achlu, v'kilkelubo, they went in there, were mekalkel ba'avera, where the girs and the Yerushalmis, v'kirkelubo, they were going around dancing, singing, making fun of it, and so on. You know, la 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 la, go do me something. Okay, we're still waiting for that. So that was Shvi, that was on the 7th day, Shmini, and then on the Chi, on the 10th day, Samuch L'Chashecha, which according to Tosis was connected to Gzeirah Mamish, Itzitu Bo HaTa'ur, that's when they lit the bayit, V'haya Olech, Dolech V'Olech Kol HaYom Kolo, and it burned the entire next day. And that too, actually, is Merumas in the story in the Navi, because there it says Kachua when he's describing here, it's not the story of the Churban, it's the Nevias of the Churban. So it says that over there, the Kachua leo milchama, oilano kipanayom, woe to us because the day is now fading away. Ki inatutz le'erev, the evening shadows are now beginning to lengthen, and that's the oilano. So we see that the Churban was kipanayom. So some learn that this Yinatut Tzilalei Erev is a reference to the next day. In other words, and this will continue until the evening shadows of the next day go on. I mean, that's already a little bit conjecture. I mean, let's put it, but the Achronim read it that way. I mean, Rashi simply says that that's the Yinatut Tzilalei Erev when the Churban will begin.
The wood and the gold was several layers of things. It would have taken a while for it to be consumed by flames.
Yeah, we're talking about that. Yeah, the only question over here is what's the remnant of the pasuk? Everybody agrees that it took the time. Behind the armor of Yochanan, and because of the fact that the Churban actually, I mean, the main burning was obviously on the 10th, because as Bobby just pointed out, it took, I mean, most of the 24 hours we're talking about over here were required for consumption of the difficult to burn materials there. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan says, look, I mean, the truth is that Ilmalei Hayiti Beoto Hador, if I would have been in that generation, I tell you, I would have been Koveya the Ta'anit on the 10th of Av. lo kevativ ela basiri mipnei shurubo shelecha bo nisraf. That was the main churban. The reason that we didn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan and the Rabbonin of that door were koveya it and it be ninth, because Rabbonin atchalta de puranuta adifa. The shock and the beginning of the churban is much more powerful, and therefore that is what it is that you should be reacting to. So that's the first Beit HaMikdash now traced through the Psukim in Malachim and Yirmiyahu. B'shniyah minalan, how about the second Beit HaMikdash? D'tanya. Megalgalin zechut liyom zakai v'chova liyom chayav. In general, a day that has a good history continues to have a good history, and min hashamayim, so we say, b'nisan nigalu, b'nisan atidim ligayim. So there's a concept of a day being defined as a day of zechut, and there's also a concept of a day that is defined as chayav. And so too it was with each Aba'av. Amru kesheharav Beit HaMikdash b'rishona, oto ayom erev tish'a b'av ayah. Now here you see the usage of the word erev tish'a b'av, similar to the way Tosfot understood. It doesn't mean it was erev tish'a b'av. It means it was destroyed on tish'a b'av, but towards the evening. So that was erev tish'a b'av. Umotzei Shabbat ayah, it was a Sunday. That meaning not that it was Mitzoy Shabbos at night. That was immediately after Shabbat. And it was a Mitzoy Shvi'id, in the same sense, meaning it was an eighth year of the Shvi'a cycle. Umishmarta shel Yehoyariv aita. It was during the Mishmeret of Yehoyariv that we just learned about. V'halavim ayu omrim shirav omdim al duchana. The Levim were singing. Uma shira ayu omrim, what shira were they saying? And it's very interesting because they were not singing the Shirat Ayom, which would have been Shira for Yom Rishon. Instead, they were singing the Shira for Yom Revi'i. And they got to the pasuk of Vayashav aleihem et onam uvratam yatzmitem, which continues on yatzmitem Hashem Elokeinu. So this was basically being said as something of a kina, as the Gemara in Erechin said. It was an alita that was nafal b'fiem, sort of like an avias, that they sensed that this is what they should be singing. And it was has in it the nekoma of the goyim yatzmitem Hashem Elokeinu. God will destroy them for what it is that they're doing. But they didn't get even to say the word, to repeat the word Yatzmitem, to make it, that repetition makes it absolute, will surely destroy them. They didn't get the chance to say that. Achibo Nachrim Vakafshu was that instant before they could say that, that the armies fell on them. V'chein b'shniya, and so too this happened in the second Beit HaMikdash, that it was same day, and also Nilkeda Beitar, that's a Gemara. We don't have any sources, obviously, in Pesukim for that. And Nechresha Ha'ir, Tanik Yishacharav, or some the gears in the tour, is in the Yishacharash. Tornistrophus Arashata, Echal Nigzrak Zerav, Rabbi Gamliel Lahariga. That was the day that the Rabbi Gamliel Hazakein was meant to be taken out, to be killed. So Ba'adon Echad, one of the Romans, came into the Beit HaMidrash to warn him and to get him out of the way. So he comes into the Beit HaMidrash, and in order that people shouldn't realize that he was informing on the government, he was one of their members, so he said, Baal HaChotam Mitpakesh, the guy with the nose, is requested. So he immediately understood it means the Gaul. Who's the Digal of our generation? It's Rabbi Gamliel. Right? I think everybody's too young to even know about Digal. You know, they're looking like, who? Digal was...
Digal.
Yeah.
Charles.
Okay. All right, so that's the sense. Balakotam is the man who's tall with his... No, the leader, basically, is requested.
Put it together in the nose.
Yeah. And that was the famous caricature of, you know, that was up in that, you know, classical French. And he repeats this, Balachotam mitpakesh. Rabbi Gamliel hears, he immediately understands what that means. The Romans are after him, he better get out of the way. So Ozo Toshaminayu, he goes and he hides out from them. And Oza Legabe Betzina, this guy who came to inform, that it was going to happen is brought to him privately. It says to Rabbi Gamliel, "Im matzilin lecha, my tita li le'amadat, if I save you, will you guarantee me a place in Olam Haba?" Omar Lehen, yep, no problem. No problem. Yeah, but the guy wasn't that dumb. He said, okay, I want a shvua. Ishtavali. And he swore to him. So this Adon, who was a member of the Senate, Solak Leigra, he went up to the roof and committed suicide. Nafilomate. The Gemiri, now, we have a Kabbalah that at the time, they had a Kabbalah. The Chigazi Gzerato Mitchad Minayim. Mevata the Gzeratayim. They viewed it as divine providence that if something happened to a member of the government on the day that they made a gezera, it was a sign of divine disapproval. So they would be mevatel that gezera. So they figured, okay, so if this guy died, they had to be mevatel the gezera to murder Rabbi Gamliel. And indeed, yatzta batko v'amra adon zeh mezuman l'chaye olam haba. Batko came out to confirm that this person was given a chelek in olam haba.
Why is he incognito?
Sorry?
Why is he? What is he?
He also doesn't have a name.
Ours is not the question why.
Thank you. Tana Rabbanan. Mi shecharav habayit berishona nitkatzu kitot kitot shel pirchei kohuna, as the bayit was being destroyed. So the pirchei kohuna gathered together. Umaftechot eichal biyadan, they were holding the keys to the eichal. Ve'alu l'gag eichal v'amru lefanav, ribono shel olam, you obviously do not accept us as proper and appropriate gizbarim for you. We give back the keys. Vizorkum klapeh mala, they threw the keys up. V'yatztake in pisat yad v'kibaltameyem, and an image of a hand came and took those keys from them. V'hem kaftu, they jumped off of the top of the heichal, v'naflu l'tocha ur, and they were destroyed along with Eichel itself. V'aleyem konen Yishayahu hanavi, and it was about that Yishayahu was mekonen masa gei chizayon malach efo kehalit kulach legagot tishuot meleya yir homiya kirya liza, this great and grand city with all of the noise of a metropolis and a happy town, chalalayich lo chalalecherev velo mitei milchama, those who are dead in you were not killed in the war, because they had basically been burned with the Eichel. They went down with the ship. And so too, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says about him that the Gei Chizayon, which is a reference to the same Masa Gei Chizayon, so the Gei Chizayon in terms of Hashem Tzvakot the Gei Chizayon, there it says Mekarker Kir V'Shoa El Har, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Poshe Loshe Mekarker, means to tear down Mekarker Kir, but we're darshaning it now in the sense of crying, Lashon of Yilala is the Karker. So even HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekarker Kir, crying out El Har for Har Tzion Sheshamein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was crying as well. Mishinich Nasav B'Ma'atim B'Simcha. This Mema'atim B'Simcha is a little bit strange, because the truth is that it's not just Mema'atim B'Simcha. There's no getter of what Simcha is permissible. There's no Simcha per se is permissible. So the Mitosis points out the Lashon of Mema'atim is more suited for the Masa V'Matan, which is what it's really referring to over here. In other words, we're memayit in masao matan, but simcha, there's no particular simcha that's mutter. We don't say, well, it's okay to get engaged, but not okay to get married. And there's no limits like that. So Omer Rav Yehuda Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shilat Bishvei Rav Kishem Shemi Shenich Masav Mematin Besimcha Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. The truth is that we have a vision, an opposite vision, which is the vision of the relationship of Adar, and here it's the relationship of Av, which is also their opposites. If you consider the whole union of Adar was the rebuilding of Beit HaMikdash, basically. It's the story, the whole story in Esther, the celebration of Ashverosh was on the Churban Beit HaMikdash. He once again took out the Kelim became Shanim, took out the Bigdei Kuna. The whole issue revolved around the original letters that had been sent by Haman's own son, the original letters that stopped the original building of the Beit HaMikdash right after Koresh's proclamation. And this was now the time during Adar, which we mitgaber on that. Now we had Esther's own child to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. So it's really keneged, it's elu matzeh. Relates to what we were talking about the year being split. So that there's a kishem, there's literally a mirror image of an Av and an Adar that are exactly alike. So kishem, kach mishenichlas amarbim b'simcha. There's an inyan, therefore, in Av to view it as a time that's miyuchad b'simcha. And this is nagel alocham, Rav Papa Yochav Bar Yisrael. The idle dina b'adinachri. If you have a Jewish person who has a court case with and has to go in front of a non-Jewish court, so lishtamek b'nei ba'av, you should figure out ways to get the case put off. Shouldn't be brought to court during the case of Av, because ria masla, you got bad luck in Av. The lintze nafshe ba'ada, but he should make himself, he should actually present himself. Hey, what about that suit you were suing me about? Come on, man. Time to go to court. And so he should see to it that he gets to court during Adar, the Baria Mazli, because that's the time when he's got the best mazel ever. You know, so if you use that mazel, then you'll be saved from the court. I actually did this once. It was amazing. I still don't understand how it happened, but I'm telling you this is exactly what happened. Not that anybody here will believe it, but this is exactly what happened. We were traveling in California in these Winnebagos. They take the yeshiva guys out for Purim or somewhere, pre-Purim. And first of all, we didn't even know that you're not allowed to caravan. In other words, if you're traveling together as a group, so you have to have a very long distance between the units. I assume because people are too likely to do things together, obstruct traffic. I don't know but there is such a chok, which I didn't even know about. Not to mention the fact it's a law in California. I don't know whether it's a common thing, but they have a law against caravanning. That's what they call it. That is. But besides that, I mean, we're also, you know, we're obviously yeshiva guys, they're driving, 90 miles an hour in a 60 mile an hour zone and so on. All right, and these were the CB radio days, So they're all talking one to another. And in classic fashion, some idiot kid calls out over the CBs, Smokey at 11 o'clock. Which of course, the cop responds on his CB, this is Smokey, pull over. I said, oh my God. No good, okay, so. They pull over, and all the drivers have to go out. They were all over on these various Isurim. The cops are standing around there. they've got their books open, and they're writing, and they're talking, and it's taking forever, and I'm getting increasingly nervous about this. And I finally get up, and I actually say these words. Okay, that does it. I'm going out and adorizing them. This is Mamish B'chodesh Adar. It's still the chutzpah. What is this? The Goyim are attacking Jews at B'chodesh Adar. Impossible. I'm telling you, this is straight out of Star Wars. I walk over to the cops with these people there, and I say to the guy who's holding the book, I say, "Officer, is there any problem?" "No, no problem." "So, can we go?" "Yeah, go ahead." Everybody turns around, goes back into the thing, and drives off. Okay. The same idiot on the CB, after I almost fell through it, gets on the CB and says, "Can anybody explain to me what just happened?" Says this over the CBs. The cop's like, "Oh my God, this is just what we needed." The cop gets on the CB and he says, "Well, it's pretty good when you have God on your side, isn't it?" And don't you exactly what happened?
No idea. Probably not.
I doubt it very much. So much for Chodesh Adar, an amazing story. Okay, so that's called Bori Mazli.
Mazel, with regard to the way we understand the constellations?
It's a broader issue than that. But again, as we spoke about in the Shira, the stars are a representation of the overall presence that you have in the universe, which is really what Mazel You know, you're part of something much bigger. And the tree, when you affect something, you got to affect everything. So it's all interlinked. That's what the real meaning of Malchut. And this is what, the Navi sends his message now, Yirmiyahu, to those who are going out to the Gola. So he says to them that, I have good machshavot. Anochi yadati ha-machshavot asher anochi choshev aleichem. Machshavot shalom. V'lo l'ra'ah. L'teit lachem acharit v'tikvah. The whole point over here is for you to have a future, and that's why you're going to Bavel. What was that tikvah? Amrav Yehuda Brei, Dorf Shmuel Bashila, Mishmei Durab. What that's referring to? It's referring to sending the Jews to Bavel because of all those palm trees. Remember when Ula came down to Bavel, how amazed he was, how easy it is to be Mitparnesir, and so on. It's the palm trees that we're talking about, and it's those clay pishtans, all those fantastic linen clothing that are a dime a dozen over there in Bavel. That was the acharit v'tikva. Vayomer re'e, this again is Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat, it's Rav Yehuda Brei Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat over here, quoting Rav. So we bring also re'e re'ach benik re'ach sadeh she'berachol Hashem. What is a re'ach sadeh she'berachol Hashem? Om Rav Yehuda Brei Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat mishmei de Rav ki re'ach sadeh shel tapuchim. And again, Tosfos here, as he does all over, points out that tapuchim are not what we call apples. Tapuchim are etrogim. Many rayas to that. And it relates, this is actually the source of the Christian myth that the Eitz Hadas was an apple, because the Eitz Hadas was a tapuach, meaning an etrog. And that, of course, is the reason that the etrog, getting back to the Tama Eitz Tama Pri, the etrog did not, the etrog is the etrog, as the Gemara says, because the Tama Eitz Tama Pri, it tastes. You eat the leaves of the etrog, it tastes just like the
Apple computer just settled yesterday and used the name with Apple Records.
Changing the name to etrog.
Yeah, but they were driven about it.
It's a very interesting idea, I mean, using the apple as a... Yeah, that was clearly their intention. You know, they were our neighbors.
Where?
In California, Steve Jobs lived down the street. Yeshiva was on one street, and Steve Jobs was two streets back.
His garage.
Cupertino.
Was,
huh?
His garage was near your garage.
Oh, wouldn't that have been nice? All I would eat it was three shares. Yeah. No, his mom's the same year.
That's maybe the Yeshiva gave the brother.
Yeah. Shabbat Shechal Tisha Ba'av Liot Betolcha Hasurim L'Saper U'L'Chabez. Omrav Nachman Loshanu Ela L'Chabez V'Lilvosh. The Mishnah that Aser is doing the wash during the week when Tisha B'Av falls is only referring to washing and wearing, says Rav Nachman. It's only wash and wear that's important if you got to send something to the cleaner. I mean, heck. I got a smile out of him. Look at this. Okay, so wash and wear is awesome, but washing that you're not going to be wearing is not awesome. So the chabez, laniach, if you're washing something, you're putting it away in a drawer, you can wear it after Tisha B'Av. There's nothing, there's no fun in the washing.
Everything comes out
in the wash. No, I feel the chabez laniach. So you can't even do the washing in order to wear later, because it's not the fun of the washing that's important. It's the fact that your mind is on a normal life. When your mind's on normal life, you're not feeling the crushing weight of Avilut. And the idea over here is to be involved in the Avilut, and it's not a problem of Simcha, it's a problem of Asachat Adat. We don't want you living normally. That's the big thing, you remember over here. Chozrim LaShigra. What is more Shigra than doing a wash? So what a person wants to do, if he wants to forget how horrible things are, is he pretends life is regular and you can do the wash. So therefore, says Rav Sheshes, it's also even to wash to wear later. On Rav Sheshes, look, what are you arguing with me for? Tainted about the cats, Veirat, let me ask you something. Did you notice that the laundry by the yeshiva is closed? Why do you think it's closed? Why doesn't everybody do their laundry and save it for afterwards? It's closed because you can't do laundry at all. Moshe from Ramnuna. Ramnuna brings a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "B'chamishim mutarim mikvod haShabbat." Let me ask you, what does that mean? If Tisha B'Av falls out on Erev Shabbat, right? That's what we said. You could do the wash on Thursday, because otherwise you won't have anything clean to wear on Shabbos. Because you're not going to wash on Tisha B'Av Gufa. No, what's it talking about over there? What, to wash and to wear on Thursday? That was the thing that it's saying is mutter l'may. What's the covet Shabbos to wear on Thursday? Clean begadim. Obviously, the meaning of the mission is to wash the begadim for wearing on Shabbos, which is a covet Shabbos. And it's saying here, l'aniach, in other words, and it's only mutter b'chamishi because of kvod Shabbat. If it wouldn't be for kvod Shabbat, we wouldn't allow you to wash. According to you, say, what do you mean? I'm not wearing, I'm just washing. What's wrong with, like, wash the whole week? So how could you hold such a shita when the Mishnah is clearly saying the opposite? So it's b'chamishi u'dashori, aval ha-shabbat kula asur, says Reb Nachman. I understood that means that indeed you're going to wear those clothes on Thursday. And you'll say, so what's the kavod Shabbat? I don't have any other clothes. That's the point. I have one thing to wear. So if I wash it today, then it'll be at least reasonably clean for Shabbat, despite the fact that I'm not going to be walking around naked for the next 2 days. I'm going to wear my clothes today, Thursday, tomorrow, Friday, and then on Shabbat, at least they'll be clean. It won't be dirty for Sunday. So he's talking about kishein olel chaluk echad, and we know that there are other circumstances where we have dispensations. When somebody only has one article of clothing, we allow you to wash what normally we wouldn't allow you to wash. Yom Rav Asi, Yom Rav Yochanan. Mi she'en lo ela chaluk echad, mutar lechapso becholo shel moed. We have an equivalent type of iser, no kibbutz, during chol hamoed. Nonetheless, if this is all you have, and there's no way for you to have clean clothes, this becomes now the tzarech hamoed, despite the fact that now you're washing it, and during Chol HaMoed, so here too, this is the Tzurach HaShabbat, despite the fact that you're washing it now during a time that normally would have been Aser, and you're going to be wearing it. What are you supposed to do? Itmar Nami Omer Rebin Yomen Omer Rabbi Elazar Lo Shana L'Lechabez V'Lil Vosh. We find also that Rabbi Elazar is quoted as agreeing with Rabbi Nachman's Pesach, that the Yisur and the Mishnah is Davka to wash and wear. Avala Niach Mutar. To leave it for later, the act of washing itself was never asr. Meisaveis, we ask of this, asur lechabez lifnei tisha b'av. Afilu laniach le'achar tisha b'av. What he wants is beferish in the braita. It is prohibited to wash before tisha b'av, even if your intent is to leave it until after tisha b'av. Okay, it's clear, black and white. V'gihutz shalanu. Now, furthermore, another din is that our gihutz is the equivalent, here in Bavel, is the equivalent of the normal kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael, the kibbutz shalem. That is major, major machlokes about what the meaning of gihutz is in terms of this halacha. And it makes a lot of nafkaminas halacha. Remember that the washing process was very different. They didn't have, obviously, dry cleaning. A lot of the cleaning was actually scraping and then pressing again and pulling combs over the material.
With water
and so
without?
On. Oh, so if things were really dirty, what they would do is they would do a washing with water without any type of chemicals, because they had no way of then rescuing the material. Couldn't use chemicals. Well, water, like you do, you get a stain on a woolen suit, you'll take a little bit of water, but you're certainly not going to use any kind of soap, that's the end of it, right? Okay, so water they would use, and then they would do the gihutz. Again, this is the big machlokes, this is what gihutz means. But the gihutz would be, first of all, a stretching process, and then a combing process, and then a kivush process, which we still do in ironing, pressing, we call it pressing, kivush. So they would have these massive boards, and they would use stones and press on it. And just like what we do in the cleaners, they have these very heavy presses that are pushed on hydraulically. That's the what came to mean in modern Hebrew, gihutz, means basically ironing. That's how we use the word. But in those days, it was a much more complex process. Now, there's some learn that the ikar element of the gihutz is the use of chemicals. What we call sort of like dry cleaning, except that they would use the chemicals in the water, what we would call laundering. And that's how we passed it in Shulchan Aruch, which is very chomer, because it means that in those those issues where only gihutz is aser, what we call kivus is actually gihutz. What B'nai Bavel were saying is that the kivus here in Bavel is not similar to the kivus in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't get things as clean. So that therefore our gihutz doesn't really help as much as their gihutz helped their begonim, because their kivus with the clear water that they had in Eretz Yisrael, whatever it is that was unique about that water, got things very clean. Our gihutz gets things about as clear as only their kivus does. Our kivus isn't even that good, according to which what we would call laundering in Chutz La'aretz would be mutter if it isn't done with gihutz. That's good for what he was saying. Because of these new pirushim, which again the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that gihutz is basically a reference to using chemicals in the water, nobody washes things without soap, obviously. So what we call our standard kivus then is called gihutz, which then would be the equivalent of the kivus in Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Gemara, which was usher, and because of that, this pirush ends up being much more machmir la'aloch. Well, tomorrow when we get to the piskei halachas about this, we'll go over the halachas on it in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the second thing that the Braita discusses, sort of an aside to our sugya, is the din of gihutz, and the third thing, again as an aside, is that Kli Pishtan, they are not even affected by gihutz properly. So Ein Behem Mishum Gihutz, they are not really called clean. You'll never get Kli Pishtan to look as if they've been renewed. They always look used, even if you do the gihutz. So therefore, if you're talking about cotton, you're talking about wool, you can do a decent job between the kivus and gihutz here in Bavel. But Kli Pishtan, the best you can do isn't as good as gihutz. Anyway, but the part that's important to us is, it says, Asur Lecha Beis Lifnei Tisha B'Av Afilu La'aniach. Period. Nothing to discuss. Tiyufta. Indeed, this is a tiyufta on the shita of Rav Nachman and Rav Elazar. Shamach Rav Yitzchak Bar Giyori Mishmei Rav Yochanan Even though Labaisit says they're not osir in terms of giyutz, because you're not really renewing them, you cannot, however, wear them if they've been meguhatzim in, for the first time now, during that week that Tisha B'Av comes out. Now, wait, let's clarify that. During the week that Tisha B'Av comes out, but before Tisha B'Av. I mean, once it's B'tzorei Tisha B'Av, already if the Tisha B'Av comes out in the middle of the week, so then the Acharav, that's not what we mean. It's very misleading to say the week that Tisha B'Av comes out sounds like even after Tisha B'Av, that the whole week is also. That's not what it means. After Tisha B'Av is actually Mutter, where Shmuel says, oh no, it means exactly what it says. The week Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, the entire week, whether before or after, Afilu Le'acharav, Nami Asur. Meitve. Shabbat Shechal Tisha B'Av Liot B'Tulcha, Asur L'Saper L'Chabetz, U'B'Chamishim Mutarim Mipnei Kvod HaShabbat. On the Thursday, it's okay. What's the case? Ketzah. Let's say, Chal Liot B'Echad B'Shabbat. Say Tisha B'Av comes out on a Sunday. No. So then Mutar L'Chabetz Kol HaShabbat Kulo. The rest of the week, you can wash. B'sheni, b'shlishi, b'rivi, b'chamishi. Then the only days that are us are the days before Tisha B'Av. Lefanav asur, li'acharav mutar. That's pretty clear. Chaliot be'erev Shabbat. If Tisha B'Av falls out on a Friday, which of course in our calendar doesn't happen, but in Kiddush Al Pi Ariya could happen, so then it's mutar l'chaveis b'chamishi mipnei kvod HaShabbat. Then you can wash your clothes on Thursday. Vimlo kiveis b'chamishi b'shabbat. You didn't wash your clothes on Thursday, and now you're stuck without something to wear for Shabbat. Mutar l'chaveis b'erev Shabbat on Tisha B'Av. Mina mincha v'lamala, you'd even be allowed to wash your clothes. Lichvod Shabbat, but layit ala Abaye. Abaye would curse a guy that did that, that would actually wash his clothes on Tishabab, didn't take care of them before. Or some say it was Rav Acha bar Yaakov on that dispensation to the way of Abaye or Rav Acha bar Yaakov's curse. Better do the washing on Thursday. Chaliot b'sheni v'chamishi. If Tisha B'Av falls out on a Monday and a Thursday, and therefore there is Kriyat HaTorah, again, this is now coming obliquely to our sugya, but we're mentioning this bright. So if Tisha B'Av falls on a Monday and Thursday, then you have Kriyat HaTorah anyway, right? So then Korin Shlosha, you've got three people reading from the Torah, the last one of whom is the Maftir. Maftir Echad, that last guy is the Maftir. And then if it falls out, Tisha B'Av, on a day that you don't normally read, so it comes out on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday, so then, Korei Achad, Umaftir Achad. We don't do the normal thing that we do. We have one guy who is reading and who also will say the Maftir, but it's not a day of Aliyahs. Whereas Rav Yossi Omer, there's no such thing. If we have Kriyat HaTorah, we have Kriyat HaTorah Ketikuna, Leolam Korin Shlosha, Umaftir Echad. That is part of the general takana. And this is the standard. It has the same type of laning as a Sheni V'chamish, even though it isn't Sheni V'chamish. And that would be part, the same way that Takanat Ezra was to read on Sheni V'chamish. We extend that to read on the Tanit. But in any event, getting back to the part that was important to us, to Yoftir Shmuel, it says over here, Be'acharav Mutar. It says over here, if it's a Sunday, the whole week is Mutar. According to Shmuel, the week is Osir ben Lefanav ben Lachrav. How is he going to explain that? Omer lo Shmuel, I don't have to explain it. It's about Machlokes Tanoim. I admit that there is a Tana that holds what you just said. But it's Tanoihi. I'll bring you a raya from another Braita that shows you that on the contrary, everybody agrees that there's a problem after Tisha B'Av, the Tanya. Tisha B'Av, Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat, or an Erev Tisha B'Av, Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat. Whether Tisha B'Av itself came out on Shabbat, and how we pushed it off to Sunday, or whether it actually came out on a Sunday, and therefore Erev Tisha B'Av is a Shabbos. Now you're wondering, so what do I do for my Seudah Mafsekah, which is my Seudah Shlishit for Shabbat maybe? There's no dinim there on Shabbat at all of being Mamayit. There, Mul'ocha v'shoteh kol tzarcho, you eat, you drink, whatever you feel like. You could bring out a meal the way Shlomo HaMelech would bring out a meal. Do whatever you want. There's no avelut on the Shabbat. And the other things, however, that those are things that you would have done before Shabbat. Asur l'saper l'chabes mirosh chodesh v'ad atanit in Rebbe Meir. From the first day of Av already, you're not allowed to take a haircut, you're not allowed to do the clothes. That already started from before. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol HaKadosh Kulo, what do you mean from before? The whole month, after two. The whole month is Asr. Av is a month of Avelut. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, no, it's not a din of the month, it's a din of the week. We'll see later on that they all bring a riot from the Pasuk. So it's a din in the week, but the entire week is Asr. Did you notice the entire week is also? May I repeat that, please? Entire week is also. Thank you. V'tanya idach. There's another brayta that says v'noeg avel mirosh chodesh adatani de Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says a person should be noeg avelut from Rosh Chodesh until the ta'anit, and that's that one shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol chodesh kulo asa. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer. So clearly there's a machlokes tanoim. I'm telling you, my psak, I was going according to the time over here, it says the entire week is also, even afterwards. And therefore, there's a brighter like me too. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it's interesting that the three approaches, one of which focuses on the month until Tisha B'Av, one of which focuses on the entire month, and one of which focuses on the week for some reason, actually, we're being dorish, the same pasuk. Shloshtam mikrei chadashu. Dichtiv, because you'll see that in the Gezerat HaKurban, it says, V'hishbati komisosa, I will put a stop to all of the joy in Yerushalayim, Chaga, Chotcha, V'shabata. And what's the meaning of Chaga, Chotcha, V'shabata? Suman Yomer Mirosh Chodesh V'adata Anit. He says, the point over here is, he's dorish the word Mi Chaga. He's saying, look, the Chagah's reference over here to Rosh Chodesh. We just said before, Korah Lai Mo'ed. Mishbor Ba'chorai, we define Rosh Chodesh as the Mo'ed. So basically, it's focusing over here, meaning from Rosh Chodesh. That doesn't mean only the day of Rosh Chodesh, if the Churban is the ninth. So the way to understand it is you're going to have to start feeling the pain from Rosh Chodesh. Okay? But it's not in the Chodesh, in Rosh Chodesh. So we go from Rosh Chodesh to the Tani. Man Yom Kol HaKodesh Kulo, says Chodsha. Chodsha means the month. Uman Diyomar Shekol HaShabbat Kula, he darshens it Mishabbata. Here it focuses specifically on the week. Okay, tomorrow we'll discuss the halakhic ramifications of Piskei Halakha. V'tisha Bav Nigzar Labateinu Shalekan Sulorets Minola. V'chtiva Hiba Chodesh HaRishon Bashana HaShani V'echad HaKodesh Ukama Mishkan. ויום אמר, שנה ראשונה עשה משה את המשכן, שנייה הקים משה את המשכן ושלח מרגלים. כתיב, והיא בשנה השנית, בחודש השני, ב-20 בחודש נעלי הענן, מיהו משכן העדות. וכתיב, וייסו מהר השם דרך 3 ימים, אל עומר חם וברכני ראותו היום, סורו מאחרי השם, יזור למרום בזה לפוסק, וייסו מהר השם. וכתיב, והספסוף אשר בקרבו יתאבו תאווה, וישו ויבכו גם בני ישראל. וכתיב, עד חודש ימים, which now brings us to the 22nd of Sivan. Then the next event was Vatisager Miryan Shivan Yamim, which now brings us to the 29th of Sivan, at which point it says Shlach Lecha Anashim. V'tanya Besrim V'tisha V'sivan Shlach Moshe Meraglim, and now we know they came back after 40 days, V'yashuva Mitur Haaretz Miketz Arboim Yom, and that brings us to Tisha B'Av. No, it doesn't. It's not 40 days, it's 39 days. And they are born Yom Lechichad Avi. Om Rabbi, you know, it's 40 days, because Tammuz, the Ishata, Mal Yuhi Mal Yuhi, Dechtiv Korah, Alay Moed Ishbor Bachurai. Uchtiv. Now on that day, when they came back, it says, Vatisa Kolayda, Vaitu Et Kolam, Vaiv Kua Ambalai Lahu. And there, it says, Om Rabbi, Om Rabbi Yochanan, either Ato Hayom, was Tisha B'Av Hayah, or Atoyom Erev Tisha B'Av Hayah, Omar Lama Kadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Bechitem Bechiyah Shechinam, Ani Kovea Lachem Bechiyah Ladarot, Chorav Abayit Barishana, Minola, Terechtiv Ava Chodesh Chamishi Bishiva Lachodesh, Yishnat 19 Shana Melech Nebuchad Netzar Melech Bavel, Ba Nebuz Radon Rav Tavakim, Eved Melech Bavel Yerushalayim, Vaisrof Et Beit Hashem. But on the other end in Yimrayo it says, ובחודש חמישי ועשור לחודש, ישנת שעשר שנה למלך נבוכדנצר, מלך בבל, בא נבוזרדן רב תפחים עבד לפי מלך בבל בירושלים, ותניה אי אפשר לומר בשבעה, שראה כבר נאמר בעשור, ואי אפשר לומר בעשור, שראה כבר נאמר בשבעה, הכיצד בשבעה נכנסו נוכרים להיכל, אכלו וקלקלו בו, שביעי, שמיני ותשיעי, שביעי ושמיני, שיעי סומך לחשך, הציתו בו התאור, והיה דולק והולך כל היום כולו. שנאמר, אוי לנו כי פנה היום, כי ינטו צללי ערב. והיינו דאמר רבי יוחנן, אלמלא הייתי באותו הדור, לא קבעתי אלא בעשירי, מפני שרובו של היכל בו נשרף. Problem with the spelling of the Ilmalay, because Tosfos says that if Ilmalay means im lo, and that's not the meaning of here. If it wouldn't have been for the fact that it's, you'll notice that we use those words sometimes. We'll say Ilmalay if it hadn't been for the fact that Travis, it can't mean over here. Here it means had I been. One is spelled with a yud, one is spelled with an olive. This is a misspelling according to the way that Tosfos analyzes it. So, I would have been Gozer Asiri, because Lurov was Asiri, the Rabbonan, they were focusing on the Chalta, the Puranuta, Adifa. And then we said the next thing was the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed by Shnia. Take a look at the Brayta. Minola, the Tanya, Megagalin, Skutli, Yom Zakai, Chuvah, Leom, Chayab. Amru, Kishacharab, Beit HaMikdash, Prishona, Utoyom, Erev, Tisha, Ba'avaya, or Tisha, Ba'av, Be'erev, Aya, Umotzei, Shabbat, Aya, Umotzei Shvi'it Aita, Umishmarta Shal Yehoyariv, the first of the Mishmarot Aita, Valavim Ayomrim Shira, Vomdim Al Duchanim, Umashira Yomrim, Vayashev Aleim Et Onam Avratam Yatzmitem, Veloi Spiku Lomar Yatzmitem Hashem Lokeno, Ad Shabao Nachrim Lekavshun, Vechen Bishnia, and then Nilkeda Beitar, that's a Gemara, Nechrasha Ir Tanik Yishakaraftu Nistrofus Arasha Et Aichal, Nigzara Gzeira, that same day on Rabbi Gamliel Ariga, Baadon Echad Viamat Bebeit HaMidrash Vamar, Balachotam Mitpakesh, Balachotam Mitpakesh, Shama Rabbi Gamliel Azalta Shaminayim, Azar Gabei Betzina, Amalai, Imatzina Lucha, Maitita Lile Amadaati, Amalai, Amalai, Shtabali, Shtabali, So like the Igra Nafalamate, the Gemire, the Higazi Gzerata Umit Hadminayu, Mevat Legzeratayu, Yat Stabatkov Amra, Adon Zem Zuman Lachayolamaba. Ton Rabban Mishakaraba Bait Berishana Nitkapsu Kitot Kitot Shapirhei Kuna, Umartechot Echal Biadan Valula Gaga Echal Vanula Fanab, Ribonot Shalama Il, Velozachino Liot Gizborim Nemanim. יום מבטחות מסורות לך, זורקום כלפי מעלה ויצת כן פיסת יד וקיבלתן מהם, והם קפצו ונפלו לתוך האור, ועליהם קונן ישעיהו הנביא, מסע גיא חיזיון, מלך איפה כעלית הכפולה לגגות, תשועות מלאה עיר ומיה, קריה עליזה, חללייך וחללי חרב ולא מתי מלחמה. אף בקדוש ברוך הוא נאמר, also the same lotion, גיא חיזיון, מקרקר קיר ושועה על ההר. מי שנכנס במעטים בשמחה ומרבי לברידו ושמוע בשילות משפט רב, כשם שמי שנכנס במעטים בשמחה, כך מי שנכנס אדר מרבין בשמחה. עומר ופופה, הלכה, בר ישראל, התלדינה בהלי נוכרי לשתמת בני באב, דריה מזלה, ולמצנף שבאדר דבריה מזלה. לתת לכם אחרית ותקווה ומרבי לברידו ושמוע בשילות משפט רב, אלו דקלים וכלי פשטן. ויומר, ויאמר ראי ריח מני כריח השדה אשר ברכו השם לא רוצה כשיב ויאמר אשר ברכו השם עומר אביר ברדו ושמו באשיל עד שבי דרעב what's referring to כריח שדה של תפוחים שבת שחל תשעה באב להיות בטוחה אסורים לספר ולחפש עומר נחמן לא שנו על לחפש ולבוש אבל לחפש ולניח מותר רב שש שנה אפילו לחפש ולניח אסורים רב שש דנה באת קצת דברה מה תגרו במונה Says the first of the Mishnah, the Chamishim, Tarim v'Nek for the Shabbat. Why? Even with a base of the Vosh, what is a covered Shabbos to wear clean clothes on Thursday? And let's God a Milania. And it's only Mutter because it's a Thursday. Aval a Shabbat kula asur. Says Unachum Yolam, the base of the Vosh on Thursday. But it's talking about Shein Ola Chaluk Echad. Domer Asi Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mi Shein Ola Chaluk Echad, Mutar Lakatzor Bekolo Shamoed. Itmanami Om Rabbi Yomar Om Rabbi Elazar, Lo Shon Ola Lachabez Lil Bosh, Avala Niach Mutar, Meis Vayasur Lachabez Tivtei Tishabav Afilu, La Niach Leachar Tishabav. The Giyut Shalano, the Chibur Shalayem, Uchvei Pishtan, Ein Ben Mishum Giyut. In any event, the first line is a Tiyufta. Shalach Reyitzka Bar Giyura Mishmeder of Yochanan. Af al pish amru. Klei pishtan hein ben mishum giyutz. Nonetheless, you're still not allowed to put them on. B'shabbat shakal tisha be'av liyot betulchan. Omerav lo shonu elu lefanav, but after tisha b'av, it's okay. B'shmo says no. The whole week is also. If you lack of nam yesu. Meitvei shabbat shakal tisha be'av liyot betulchan. Asur lesaper lechabes. U'b'chamishim mutarim yibdei chvod ha-shabbat. Keitza. Chal liyot be'achad b'shabbat mutar lechabes. Kol ha-shabbat kula. בשני, בשלישי, ברביעי, בחמישי, לפניו אסור, לאחריו מותר. חל להיות בערב שבת, מותר לכבש בחמישי, מפני כבוד השבת, ואם לא כיבש בחמישי, מותר לכבש בערב שבת, אם אין אנטי שבת, מן המלך ולמית, בבית על הבית, שם זה בזרח וביעקב, אבל. חל להיות בשני ובחמישי, קוראים שלושה ומפטיר אחד. בשלישי וברביעי, קורא אחד ומפטיר אחד. רבי יוסי אומר, לעולם קוראים שלושה ומפטיר אחד, even on a Tuesday and on Wednesday. Do you have to Shmuel? Amar lecha Shmuel, it is indeed, but it's a Tanoi, the Tanya. Tisha B'Av shechal liyot b'Shabbat. In Erev Tisha B'Av shechal liyot b'Shabbat. Ochel v'shote kol tzarcho on your last Suda on Shabbos. U'mala al shulchan ha'afil ki Suda Shlomo b'Shabto. V'yatsu l'saper l'chabez mir Rosh Chodesh v'Natani, the Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda omer atsu l'saper l'chabez kol ha'chodesh kulo. And Rav Shimon Yamil says, "Eno asur la'otah Shabbat dovar." But certainly the whole Shabbat, even afterwards, is us. It's referring to Esther, Tani. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel contextually is saying, meaning after Tisha B'Av. Om Rabbi Yochanan v'shloshta mikrei hachadoshu. Dechtiv v'ishbati komis osa chaga chodsha v'shabata. Suman yom em rosh chodesh v'adatani. It says chaga. What that must mean? From before Tisha B'Av till Tisha B'Av. Man yom em kol hachodesh kula. It says chodsha. Man yom em kol hachabat kula asur mishabata.